Entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruz. If you want to call in, ask a question to our guest, we're at area code 458-8255. That's 458-TALK. So sorry about that. Now, today is the last day you can vote in our special election that has not happened up here in a long time. And you can go to any state built, well, our state election office here on 7th and Cushman, and it's open till 5 p.m. Or you got to get your mail-in ballot in today, postmarked today, and you're good to go. Now, with that, since today is the last day of being able to vote, I think I try and save the best for last, or one of the best for last. And I have with me, calling in, Tara Sweeney, candidate, U.S. House of Representatives, Alaska. Tara, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Dave.
Thank you for taking the time and being available, because today is the last day.
Yes, well, you know, I'm really excited, and thank you for inviting me to join you and your listeners in Fairbanks.
Yeah, you know, It's been a whirlwind, and we have some very fine candidates, and you're one of them, and I so hope, I really do, that you're one of the final four. You know, it's just that mass confusion, and I so applaud you for being a part of it. Thank you so much. So let's look at your background. I mean, you, when it comes to being a member of Commerce, you have impeccable credentials, I believe, to represent Alaska and also be down in the U.S. Congress in Washington, D.C.
Well, thank you. I am certainly excited about this race and feel that in the spirit of Don Young, I can certainly step into the role because of my professional experience.
Mm-hmm. You know, you know, just before we came on the air here, the final commercial was an endorsement by President Trump for Governor Palin, but you worked for him. He appointed you in the Interior Department. Yeah, well, let's talk about that. What was your position?
Well, I served as the 13th Assistant Secretary for Indian Affairs at the U.S. Department of the Interior. I was nominated by President Trump and unanimously confirmed by the United States Senate. So I had the great honor of working at the Department of the Interior, working on behalf of the Trump administration to uphold the trust and treaty responsibilities to American Indians and Alaska Natives across the country.
Now, in talking with you, you also started something else for missing women.
Yes. So, you know, you one of the I think the most valuable qualities of a member of Congress is the ability to build networks and to garner support for policy positions. And when I stepped into the role as Assistant Secretary in Washington, D.C., my background is energy development, and I thought that I was really going to be focusing my time on tribal energy development across the country. And When I sat down with my team at Interior, the issue that continued to, I would say, rise to the top amongst the staff, especially our law enforcement leaders, was the crisis and the epidemic that we're seeing with respect to missing and murdered Native Americans. And working with my team, we developed a proposal and presented that to the Secretary of the Interior, which was David Bernhardt, and the Deputy Secretary, Kate McGregor, and explained why this issue needed to be elevated to the White House. They certainly saw the value and the importance of this initiative, so we presented it to the White House. And from there, it was our job to enlist the support of other departments and to build those networks and those relationships and support for our idea, which was called Operation Lady Justice. We eventually were able to bring the Justice Department into our operation proposal, and together we presented the proposal to the administration, to the White House, to the president, and what resulted from those efforts was the signing of an executive order by President Trump to create a task force called Operation Lady Justice, and it entailed representation from the Justice Department, the Department of the Interior, and Health and Human Services. And Secretary Bernhardt appointed me as his co-chair designee to co-lead this task force with the Justice Department. And this task force traveled around the country hosting listening sessions that would then inform our recommendations to the president in one of our reports. And so we traveled across the country. We held listening sessions here in Alaska, in Nome, and in Bethel. And from that, we made a series of recommendations on how the administration could, in fact, continue to fight this epidemic across the country. I had the distinct honor of traveling with Ivanka Trump to Bloomington, Minnesota, to open the first cold case office in the country. And I'm really proud of the work that we performed, and the fact that we also opened a cold case office focused on missing and murdered individuals, Native Americans, in Alaska.
You know, there's Ivanka Trump is a very exceptional and incredible human being, and mm-hmm. when she gets involved in something, she gets involved, and it's very wonderful that you're able to use her and her influence in the network that you help create.
She was a very kind individual, and you can tell a lot about a person by the way that they treat their children. And while she was away from her family during this trip, she stopped what she was doing to take calls from her children and created the space to answer their questions and to help them with their homework or the projects that they were working on at the time. And as an observer to that sort of engagement, I just was really pleased to see that she really is a kind and loving individual and parent.
That's wonderful. Tara, we're going to take a quick commercial break, okay? We're going to have a few commercials, and we'll be back after these messages. Fairbanks, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. If you have any questions or thoughts for United States Congressional candidate Tara Sweeney, and we'll be back in a bit.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fish on! It's the Valdez Fishing Report, brought to you by Frontier Outfitters. Visit Frontier's extensive fishing department for conventional fly and saltwater tackle for every game fish in Alaska. Your store for the outdoors. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound. Lori Prox here with Valdez Fish Derby's clerk, Ricky Colapietro. Thanks for weighing in fish for the
summer.
Absolutely,
I appreciate it, yeah.
Excited to have you back from college to help out. And you are a resident expert now on the weigh-in. So tell us how the witness rule works. You need to have a witness in order to weigh in a fish and be eligible to win the $10,000 prize. Give us the details and let's try to clarify for folks.
So usually when charters go out, they have all their patrons go out and purchase tickets and they're all set to go. But if you go out on a private boat, you have to make sure that everyone who goes out fishing has a derby ticket on the boat. And if it ends up that you go out fishing alone, you have to be within eye contact and have contact with another boat, and they have to have derby tickets, which is kind of an interesting rule. You know, you have to have two people with a ticket at the very least.
When the silver season comes into play, then of course people on shore. So sometimes people will grab somebody who's fishing down the way from them, who watched them catch a fish and say, hey, you got to go with me, right?
Yeah, you'll totally have that. You'll have like someone come down with a complete stranger, but they'll both have derby tickets and they're good to go.
Great way to meet people, right?
Sure is.
And you meet a lot of people down there at the weigh-in shack, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's good to kind of socialize and get out of your comfort zone and talk to folks and have fun weighing fish.
The fishing is great in Valdez, Alaska. It's also a beautiful place to get out and explore the waters of Prince William Sound. Cast from shore or spend the day on a charter. Have your catch processed and ship fresh right from the harbor. Stop by the Visitor Center on Fairbanks Drive for more information on accommodations, tours, events, culture, and everything Valdez has to offer. Discover more at ValdezAlaska.org.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
Frontier Outfitters brings you the Valdez Fishing Report, helping you make your next fishing adventure a success. Rods to tackle, coolers to camping gear. It's your store for the outdoors. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
KFAR weather.
Chance for isolated rain showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 62. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, lows around 45. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, chance for isolated storms. High temperatures reach up to 68. That's your weather on KFAR, 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio with Tara Sweeney calling in. Now, Tara, I'm going to classify you as a leader of the pack for this reason, okay?
Okay.
Today is a Friday, and I have you, political side. Next Monday, I've got Charlie Pierce running for governor. Next Monday, I'm taping Governor Walker running for governor. Next Tuesday, I have Governor Dunleavy running for governor. And next Wednesday, I have Nick Begich running for U.S. Congress. And then finally, we get done with the politics for a while. And next Friday, 1 week from today, I've got three individuals talking about all the their class reunions that are happening, because everyone in Fairbanks has a class reunion over the solstice. So you're the leader of the pack. We got a couple phone calls available for you. Are you ready for a phone call?
I sure am.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with United States Congressional Candidate Tara Sweeney, and your name is?
Randy.
Hello, Randy.
Hello, Ms. Sweeney. I wanted to ask you about your position on legislation in Congress to protect people based on sexual orientation and gender identity and gender expression from being discriminated against in the private sector. For many years, they tried to get the Employment Non-Discrimination Act passed. Haven't quite done it. There's another similar bill called the Equality Act, which they've been trying to pass. Anchorage does have ordinances protecting that, dealing with that, anti-discrimination measures doing that. Many states do. If in Congress, will you be supporting the Equality Act and anti-discrimination measures so that people based on their sexual orientation and gender identity will not be discriminated against in the private sector in employment situations?
Well, thank you for your call. For those who don't know me, I'm a very deliberative person. And as I have said time and time again throughout this campaign, words matter and definitions matter. And so with respect to any sort of legislation, I want to take the time to read what and to understand the implications of what legislation before me is saying and the impact that it has on Alaskans. One thing that I will say, and I have shared time and time again, is that regardless of the issue, especially with respect to the LGBTQ community, I think it's important that we lead with compassion, that we understand and that for those that are struggling with their gender or sexual identity, that we provide the necessary support networks for them on along their journey. And I think that that is extremely important. And as we have or engage in these discussions, that it's important to bring people to the table. My leadership approach is about collaboration. It's about building those bridges and creating strong networks, either in Alaska or within Congress. And that is the leadership style that I intend to employ if elected to represent Alaska in Washington, D.C.
Taras, thank you for that answer. We're going to go to the next phone call, okay? Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with United States Congressional candidate Taras Sweeney, and your name is?
My name is Alan.
Hello, Alan.
Yeah, I got a question for Mrs. Sweeney, and I'll just stick with two acts, the U.S. CITES Act and the Endangered Species Act, which currently non-consumptive users have been using these acts to weaponize wildlife from human use and development in our state. And I'm wondering, do you think you would ever consider or try, you know, or would you could consider amending these acts so some of this stuff would be amended out for Alaska?
So I really appreciate your question there. Certainly as an Alaska native, I understand the challenges, especially with CITES. And I have a keen interest in taking a closer look at the impact that CITES has with respect to the Alaska Native community, but also the greater Alaskan community in general. In addition to the Endangered Species Act, I do believe that there is reform that is needed and that considerations should be made for an Alaska standard. The way that the law is currently written, there are blind spots with respect to Alaska. And again, definitions and words matter. And I'm certainly open to taking a look at CITES and ESA as it relates to Alaska, the Alaskan way of life, and the impact that it has on how we harvest, how we travel, and how we develop our state.
Well, thank you. I think you're a very formidable candidate, and I enjoyed your answer. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call, Alan.
Thank you.
Also, Tara, you know, I look at you and I say, now you were in a position of a great view for economics in the state of Alaska of mineral development when you were with Arctic Slope Region Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
Could you go into your experience on that aspect?
Well, you know, I spent, I'd love to. You know, I spent approximately 20 years with ASRC. I started out at ASRC as a special assistant to the president and the first vice president straight out of college up in Barrow. And then realizing that I needed to gain more operational experience, I ended up cutting my teeth at Houston Contracting Company, an ASRC owned company.
We have something in common. You want to know why? In 1977 and 1978, I was a laborer, and I worked for Houston Contracting Company.
Yes!
And I was at Pump Station 1 when we turned it on, and it was Houston Contracting. And I was a part of the laborers, you know, and a very fine, wonderful segment of my life, and we got a connection there. Thank you.
Yes, well, I cut my teeth within that pipeline construction and maintenance company, and it's a badge that I wear proudly because it really opened my eyes to the opportunities that we have in Alaska with respect to resource development, the opportunities that the five crafts on the North Slope bring for many Alaskans.
Yeah.
And the fact that Alaska is such a resource-rich state that we have a lot of potential and opportunity. And so I really enjoyed my time at Houston and spending time in Fairbanks with our office up there working on issues that help support the interior, that help support Alaska.
Remember a gentleman by
Alaska.
Do you remember a gentleman by the name of Scott Eliason?
Of course, yes.
He was my roommate in college. He was my roommate in college. He lived down the street from me. We went to Cal Poly together. Oh, we got some crossroads here. On the same trail we've traveled there, Tara.
Wow. Yes, of course. I do remember Scott Eliason with fondness. I know we're coming up on a break. I've got a quick story. I made the executive team to Houston, and it was the Kentucky Derby, and I had picked a long shot of a horse, and he was going to, you know, kind of serve as the bank of sorts, and I ended up picking the winning horse, and needless to say, he was not very happy with my debut as a member of the executive team, and we had a great time.
Scott was a very, very, very fine person, and I met him when he lived in Fairbanks. His dad, Kay Eliason, worked for Frank Moulin on the Alyeska design team, and then Frank Moulin and Associates. And you know, so you have parts of these, you know, portions in you that you've seen, that you've worked with. You know, when you say Houston Contracting, you know, that's a linchpin of construction in Alaska during the pipeline days, and from then on. So that's a very good time frame of your life. My goodness, very good.
Yeah. Well, very fond memory.
Yeah, we're gonna take a break here, Fairbanks. You're listening to KFAR Radio. I have Tara Sweeney calling in on the phone with me. We're at 458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We're gonna have some bumper music. So I'm gonna play DJ Dave with some David Bowie. Fame. I don't pick this, but we got to hear it. And then we go into Fox News, state news, some weather, and we'll be back when we get back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Former President Trump using his social media platform today to lash out at his former attorney general and daughter after portions of their videotaped testimony to the January 6th panel investigating the Capitol riot were released during last night's public hearing.
The committee aimed to tie the riot to former President Trump and his actions after the election. The panel played new video and audio tape of those close to the president that included former Attorney General Bill Barr, who said there was no fraud in the election.
Fox's Chad Pergram. More hearings are planned this month, including one on Monday morning. With rising inflation in the country, more Americans are using credit.
The Federal Reserve finds credit card balances are up 15% from a year ago, and people allowing more of those balances to revolve and incur higher interest charges.
Fox's Therese Crowley. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
High winds have pushed a wildfire to within miles of a village in western Alaska. Fire officials say there were no evacuation orders issued for St. Mary's, though the East Fork fire was within 8 miles. No structures have been burned. The 78-square-mile fire was started May 31st by lightning. The fire jumped the Andreevsky River on Tuesday. In the last week, winds blowing south down the river drainage have resulted in significant fire growth. The fire is burning tundra, brush, and pockets of black spruce trees. Fire officials expected cooler weather arriving today, but winds are expected to persist. Election Day is on Saturday, June 11th, in the primary to fill the late Don Young's vacant seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. Out of the more than 500,000 ballots mailed out across Alaska for the 2022 special primary election, roughly 21% have been filled out and returned. Ballots being mailed in must be postmarked by Election Day, June 11th. Alaskans may also fill out in-person absentee ballots at around 170 locations around the state. The Department of Elections is targeting June 25th as the date to certify the election.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
For more than 40 years, the Fairbanks Ear, Nose, and Throat Clinic has taken care of the Fairbanks community. From the thousands of patients cared for by our team of medical professionals to the nonprofits and community programs we support and sponsor, we want to make Fairbanks the best it can be. We're open and ready to serve you right now for any ailments of the head, neck, ear, sinus, or throat. To book an appointment or to find out more, you can log on to FairbanksENT.com or call 456-7768. Fairbanks Ear, Nose, and Throat Clinic. Building community. Helping people. Changing lives.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Alaska Army National Guard. Aired by the Alaska Broadcasters Association and this station.
If you missed our on-air radio auction last Saturday, don't sweat it. We still have some great items left. Dinners, power tools, sporting goods, trips, activities, and more. Just go to AlaskaRadioAuction.com to see all of the remaining items and buy them right online. But don't wait, because when they're gone, as in forever. The on-air radio auction leftover items, and they're going fast, so get on it at AlaskaRadioAuction.com.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have United States Congressional candidate Tara Sweeney calling in. Now, Tara, this is, even though it's the end, it's only the beginning of the end because you start again no matter what.
Right. We're going to run through the tape, Dave.
Good to hear. Good to hear. And I so hope that you're in the final four, because I think that you emulate everything that I believe is correct about a person who should be in the final four. From Alaska, great experience, wonderful individual, heartfelt. You know, this checkoff box is extremely intelligent, good working industry and history in Alaska, and you've seen so much. But at the same time, no other candidate can say that they've had the view that you have had, they've sat in the seat that you have had, working in the federal government in the Interior Department, which is basically our biggest landlord. Two-thirds of the state is, one way or another, operated by them.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would say, you know, my professional experience working, you know, for over two decades with ASRC and our subsidiaries like PetroStar, on refining issues with the state, the resource development issues at ASRC, and then the work that I did within the executive branch certainly gives me a different perspective, and I would say a more knowledgeable perspective on the federal process, on how to make laws and how to implement them, than the other 47 candidates.
Now, I'm going to take a little detour here. Let's go to PetroStar. How is working with Mr. Chapados?
Doug Chapados is a fine gentleman. He's got solid leadership, and when we were working on stabilizing the refining industry in Alaska through the state legislature, I really enjoyed working alongside him.
Fairbankson, state championship basketball player, but put all that aside, I grew up shooting ducks with him out of Healy Lake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so all these little dots you can connect in life with you in Fairbanks and Alaska and United States too, with being in with a position in the Interior Department.
Yeah, there are a lot of connections, and I really enjoy the Interior. I have a very fond memories of being in Fairbanks as a young child, a young adult. I traveled to Fairbanks. I think it was the last year that Arco Jesse Owens games on behalf of the city of Barrow. I was in the 50-meter dash, and I didn't place. I'm not a fast runner or sprinter, but I had so much fun, and that began, my parents went to UAF. I participated in WIO and was Miss WIO and went on to compete as Miss NCAI in the 90s, and we've had a long history with Fairbanks in my family and throughout my professional career.
Well, you did something that I never did. I never participated in track and field. Just my body wasn't what you'd say sculpted for that.
So let's just say that ended my that was a stint in my life.
So you're basically until November 6th, you're traveling. What's your travel schedule looking like over the next few weeks?
Well, it's certainly, it has been packed, and we're gearing up to expand our footprint across the state. We've been to Kodiak, Juneau, Bethel, the Peninsula. I've been up to Fairbanks 4 times since I announced my candidacy on April 1st and plan to come back. We're heading out to Bristol Bay. We're going to Western Alaska. We're going up to the North Slope, and somewhere in between there, going back to Fairbanks again. So heading up to the North Slope for my mentor's last whaling festival, Oliver Levitt. Those who are listening may know him.
He's an incredible, exceptional person. Yeah. Wow. If that's a mentor of yours, that's an incredible mentor. They don't make them like that anymore.
No, they don't. And he's hosting his last Nalukatuk, his last whaling festival. So it's really important to me to head up to go home and to support him in that festival. And then, heading over to the Northwest Arctic region. And then we're planning on going down towards the southeast later this summer. So there's a lot of travel that's going to be taking place, and I'm super excited about it.
I think you have the right attitude. You mentioned how Ivanka Trump would just take out the time for family. Here you are in the middle of a very important time frame of campaigning. You're taking out time for family, because basically that's what it is. Good for you.
Absolutely.
Good for you. What are some of the, you know, you're elected, you're campaigning. What are some of the issues that you find important that you're campaigning on?
Well, the three pillars of my campaign are a robust economy, a strong labor force, and healthy communities. And to me, those things are intertwined. In order to have healthy communities, you need a strong economy. In order for there to be a strong economy, you need to have a strong and robust labor force. And as Alaska, we have so much potential with respect to resource development. And in addition to your traditional extractive industries, looking at our energy sector, we should be checking all of the above in terms of opportunities for creating energy and affordable energy throughout our state for Alaskans.
Very true. Very true. You know, there's 48 people in this race. Has Casper the Friendly Ghost endorsed you? Has Superman endorsed you? Kris Kringle? You know where I'm going with this. I always have to throw this out.
I certainly do. You know, I'll take an endorsement from Casper. I'll take one from Kris Kringle.
No howdy doody, though. No howdy doody.
I'll take one from Wonder Woman. Oh,
there you go. There you go. There you go. Oh, my goodness. You know, this Alaska is so diverse. Mm-hmm. Have you traveled through Southeast, the Panhandle?
Mm-hmm. We were just down in Juneau.
What's on their mind down there?
Well, you look at the proximity to the water, and it's marine transportation, fishing, and regardless of wherever we go, you know, there's obviously housing is an issue. As we were down in Juneau, certainly tourism and the importance of tourism to our state's economy, and not necessarily the state budget, but to the small business owners that benefit from a robust tourism industry.
Has Canada letting the cruise ships through, or is the Jones Act interrupting that?
Well, the Jones Act has interrupted it in the past, our delegation has worked very hard to make the exception for Alaska, and I that's something that I fully support.
That's it seems like Alaska is very unique, and yeah. You always have to explain to the rest of the world the uniqueness and why what works in, say, California, Florida, Michigan, Seattle, New York, Washington, D.C., just doesn't work in Alaska. You know, yeah. What do we have? We have 230 different languages that we speak here.
That's quite a lot.
Yeah. How many different native tribal entities, you know, the Dena'ina, the Chitina, that the state of Alaska is incorporated with?
So in Alaska, there are approximately 223 federally recognized tribes, and that is nearly half of, just under half of the total federally recognized tribes throughout the United States in one state alone.
Yeah, one state.
One state. And so, yeah, we're extremely diverse, and that's the beauty of Alaska. Like, we have so many different threads that make up that fabric of Alaska, and That's something that I absolutely love about our state.
You know, we're so diverse from an Inupiat to a Tlingit. We are so wonderfully diverse. But there's something that binds us all. And to me, it's the pride of being an Alaskan.
Right. Yes.
You know, this
is that really sort of tough sourdough Alaskan spirit that binds us all together. But yes, you're right. And a one-size-fits-all approach to Alaska with respect to federal policy does not work, and we've seen that. And what works for California clearly does not work for our state, which is why it's important for the incoming member to have the stomach for constant advocacy on behalf of Alaska. It's going to be so important to educate those members of Congress on the pivotal role that Alaska plays with respect to our national security and even the green economy that we see trending across the United States.
Yeah. You know, I always have friends or people I know that come up to Alaska in the summer or during the season. I say, okay, these are the differences. In Alaska, if you're going to get bit by something, it's not to poison you, it's to eat you. And that doesn't mean that it won't stomp you to death either. and mosquitoes here, it's our state bird. So then they start getting, okay, yeah.
I have a swarm of pets in my backyard.
Yeah, I go up to Birch Hill, and they always, they're the official meter and greeters of Birch Hill as the mosquitoes up there. Tara, we're gonna take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages, okay?
Thank you.
Yep, Fairbanks, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back in a moment.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Whether you're flying or boating into your favorite fishing hole or just driving to the lake, make Frontier Outfitters your first stop for all the fishing gear, licenses, permits, and stamps you'll need. Frontier's extensive fishing department has the conventional, fly, or saltwater tackle for every game fish in Alaska's streams, rivers, lakes, and ocean habitats. Rods and reels, lures and natural bait, lines and nets, dip netting supplies, even sunglasses. Frontier Outfitters has what you need for your successful trip, plus marine parts and equipment downstairs at Century Hardware. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
Don't miss Fairbanks Foodies every Saturday at 5:30 on KFAR Radio with your host, David Pruse, discussing everything food in Fairbanks, from awesome recipes to all of your favorite local restaurants. Brought to you by Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Don't miss Fairbanks Foodies and go to the archives page of KFARradio.com to listen to any past episodes. Fairbanks Foodies, Saturdays at 5:30 on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
When friends and family gather, it's time to lift each other up with delicious food and beverage from Tommy G's Meat and Sausage. All their beef is certified Angus beef, making it truly the best of the best. They pride themselves on superior quality, service, and consistency. Whether it's their cowboy cut ribeyes, lamb shanks, or even their ground chuck, you know you're getting the very best in Alaska because there is no other place like this in Alaska. Stop by Tommy G's Meat and Sausage today, 3290 Pegger Road. It's no longer dinner with friends and family. It's an experience.
Weather This Hour brought to you by Long Building Technologies. Make your building the smartest around. Call Long today to find out about their building intelligence systems that will save you money. 561-3044. Or find out more at long.com.
KFAR Weather.
Chance for isolated showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Highs level off around 63. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for isolated showers again tonight. Lows dip down to about 44. Partly cloudy skies. A mix of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Chance for isolated storms. Daytime highs approaching 70. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have a guest calling in, Tara Sweeney, United States Congressional Candidate to the state of Alaska. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It sounds like we were just in Fairbanks on Wednesday at just the right time based on your current weather prediction.
You leave and it all goes to poop. How did you had some nice meet and greets when you were up here?
I did, and you know, it's always wonderful to visit with Fairbanksans, to sit around and listen to the issues that are important to them.
You know,
it's a great time.
Yeah, it's such a big state. You know, we were talking earlier about your trip to Juneau and what's going on there. And then, you know, you have other issues. This year you have the Copper River, and they're doing better in fish return than projected. But then you have the Kenai, and they won't even let you catch even fish for a king salmon on catch and release. And then you have the Yukon River drainage, and you've seen the entire fish stocks there plummet, and so many people depend on that resource.
And you're seeing different scenarios across the state, and it's important that as policymakers that we provide the necessary support in Congress to understand what's happening in our oceans and why the fish stocks are being depleted.
Very true. You know, Bristol Bay did great. The Yukon River drainage coming out of St. Mary's there with its 19 fingers or whatever you want to call it, devastated. You know, Pilot Station, I think they've recorded maybe two or three king salmon returns, and that was last week. They're just getting up, but you know, we try and give as much good science as we can, so someone can make an intelligent policy.
Yes, and we need a balanced approach to the management of our fisheries.
Yeah. You know, Alaska has a lot of rare earth minerals that, with China and Russia doing what they're doing, really come into play. If you're in the U.S. Congress, how are you going to go about trying to open that up?
Well, thank you. That's an important question because Alaska is important and is a keystone state to our national security. And so with respect to mining, it's important that we have a consistent and predictable regulatory regime. I certainly want to, you know, look at policies that adversely impact Alaska. I also understand that there needs to be some parity for small mining operations. And so taking a look at all of those issues with respect to our mining industry is going to be extremely important. But I can't do it alone. I need the input of your large miners, your small mining operations, but important that we have clear, durable, practical, consistent regulations, definitions, and regulatory structure.
You know, it's interesting, the Republican Party, and I'm one of those, I believe it's large tent, there is room for everyone, and I'm an economic Republican. Economics is what brought me to the Republican Party. It sounds like that's what brought you to the Republican Party too, because of the mineral development, what you've seen, where you're at, the views that you've had, and how you've done them. You can say, this is where I'm comfortable because I can do more for my state here.
Absolutely. And yes, I am aligned with that statement 100%. Something, Dave, that I wanted to go back to was when I was in Fairbanks and we were doing these meet and greets, I had a very robust discussion about the labor shortages and its impact on interior tourism and small businesses. And I found that discussion to be meaningful and valuable, and it gave me a lot of, I would say, food for thought for me to think about in terms of how we continue to how we continue our succession planning for the Alaska labor force. And I wanted to just thank those individuals that took the time out of their evening to spend with me to have that conversation.
Yeah, it, every time I turn around, yesterday announced that the Maryside Pool up here in Fairbanks by the borough is going to be closed because they can't staff it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, restaurants don't have the staff. You know, I was going on a Friday night. I was going down Cushman, turned right on 6th Avenue, and I drove on a Friday night, two Friday nights ago, and I drove by one of the finest restaurants in Fairbanks, the Library, on 6th and Lacey. And as I drove by it on 6th and Lacey, there's no cars around it. I was sort of stunned, so I read the note on the window, and it said, due to staffing shortages, we're going to be opening back up on Tuesday. And I thought to myself, oh, my goodness. It's the people who operate that are such fine people, and some of them can't work because they can't get others to work there.
Yeah, that is a travesty.
Yeah.
When we see our small businesses impacted due to a variety of reasons, including a labor shortage, small businesses are the hearts of our communities, and we absolutely need to continue to find ways to get people back into the labor force.
Very true. And, it's interesting. I work with some businesses and I sell some businesses, and they're going right to the high schools, right towards Hutchinson. If you're 18 and can weld, oh my goodness. And then you talk to other, local kids, and they're going into the construction trades through unions or just other large contractors. So I believe this is a short term. And this is what I tell people, the young, the next generation, if you're working now when everyone else isn't, that's going to show people a lot. You got the best opportunity in the world to learn something, to rise up fast, because you're working and you're working hard.
Yeah, absolutely. And we need to continue to support the organizations that are building our workforce. And you mentioned the unions. I'm really proud of the endorsement that I received from Teamsters 959 this week.
Good for you.
The Teamsters and, the unions have helped build our state.
Yeah.
And as we've seen on the North Slope and in communities like Fairbanks, they've had a good relationship with business, especially, the oil and gas industry. And they provide a living wage that allowed our state to experience extraordinary growth. And so I'm proud of that endorsement. And with respect to the private businesses, I think that we need to continue to focus on areas that industry and labor can collaborate and work together, because we've got a lot of potential in this state, and we need our people working.
Tara, that's all the time we have. Thank you so much. I wish you the best. Be one of the final four. Go out there and enjoy yourself and explain and tell who you are, and you're going to do great, okay?
Great. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
Yep. Fairbanks, I will see you on Monday.